Thank you and good morning. Thunder and lightning were part of the latest rainstorm that passed through the area overnight and into the early morning hours this Christmas Eve. The Weather Service has forecasted rain through tonight with scattered showers for Christmas Day and maybe some sunshine by Saturday. The power outage map shows more than 1,000 residents in Myers Flat left in the dark this morning. Power went out at around 3:30 due to an unknown cause, and restoration of service is undetermined at this point. A flood watch is in effect today as well as rainfall. High surf and high tides will flood low-lying areas and roadways. Surfers won't complain about the 20 to 23-foot breakers rolling in along local beaches. Those large waves and high beach run-up will make local beaches a dangerous place to be, however. Light snow is falling below 2,000 feet, and travelers are encouraged to check road conditions before they set out for detours or areas where chains will be required. A fire caused an estimated $45,000 of damage at the Arcata Veterans Hall on Wednesday night, but a quick response by Arcata firefighters kept that blaze from spreading and causing damage to the rest of the building. It was just after 7:30 when a neighbor called and reported seeing fire through an office window. The original call came in that the building was fully involved, but the first arriving engine company located the fire on the west side office. The blaze appeared to have been caused by a faulty extension cord, and the fire burned carpet, furniture, and spread up the walls before fire crews made entry and knocked the blaze down. Heat and smoke damage was limited to the office area, and there were no injuries reported. The sheriff's office in Garberville has made a list, and it would like the public to check that list once or twice. It's a list of names along with pictures of people the sheriff's office consider very naughty and who make up Southern Humboldt's most wanted poster. There are six people on the poster, four men and two women, who are wanted for outstanding warrants, weapons violations, and drug charges. Anyone with information about the suspects is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Fortuna police, with an assist from a CAL FIRE law enforcement officer, recovered a stolen vehicle on Tuesday, but not before a brief vehicle pursuit ensued. The driver of the stolen car, 29-year-old Cody Owens, entered the city limits, and when Fortuna officers attempted a traffic stop, he fled instead. The pursuit ended on Ronerville Road, and Owens was arrested and booked on several charges, including felony evasion and possession of stolen property. Two passengers in the car, James Bauer from Eureka and Kristen Heath of Utah, were questioned by officers and released. The stolen car was returned to its rightful owner. A Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy responded to a report of a suspicious vehicle in the parking lot of the Hoopa Post Office earlier this week. When the deputy contacted the two occupants, he recognized both from previous law enforcement contacts. While talking with the occupants, the passenger, 27-year-old Delilah Colgrove, admitted she had drug paraphernalia in her purse. A search of Colgrove and her belongings turned up that drug paraphernalia, and the deputy also recovered a loaded handgun from the car's center console. Colgrove was arrested and booked into county jail. The driver was released at the scene. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If you asked a member of the Board of Supervisors what they wanted for Christmas, you might get an answer along the lines of, "Some new department heads, please." By the end of January, there will be three vacancies at three key departments in county government: the Chief Administrative Office, Health and Human Services, and Building and Planning. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg is confident that the interim directors will make the transition to new hires seamlessly, and using the CAO's office as an example, the county needs directors who fit in.
In the CAO's office, he runs a real well-oiled machine there. And I think that the way it's run and how conservative they are with our budgets, you know, we have very low debt load. They hold on to money as tightly as possible. So if someone can come in there and keep that going, and he's got a great office too. He's got people in place over there that can carry that forward.
At Planning and Building, Sundberg pointed out just how effective Kevin Hamblin has been in his short tenure.
When we hired him, we had five lawsuits and the general plan that was a complete nightmare. We just pretty much had our last meeting with the general plan, and now staff has it to go do their thing and then get it back to us for a final vote. So we're pretty much done with all the decision making in the general plan, and we have zero lawsuits in the Planning and Building Department. And so, I mean, that's quite the accomplishment.
The supervisors have appointed three interim directors who will serve until permanent hires are made in 2016. And that's the news on this Christmas Eve. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.